Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
National Soup Month. National Staying a Healthy Month, which we are way out of bounds.
God damn.
National Thank You Month. Cliff, thank you for being on the show. And finally,
grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking about Simple Pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Like podcasting, Cliff. Such a simple pleasure.
Of course it is a simple pleasure. It is.
It's a simple listening habit, too, if you listen to it.
It's a simple listening habit. Easy to develop and difficult to quit.
It's been a long day. Cliff, this episode is going to be the most positive episode our listeners have ever heard us put on. I swear to God, I commit to that. I'm tired of talking about how fat we are.
Well, you know, that's what's going to set it apart from the previous 220-some episodes. This one, no. We do positive shows all the time, Kendall. We are
always
dedicated to brightening lives is what we are dedicated to. I don't know about me, but I know about you.
That's the Cliff and Kendall motto. That's what Mr. Schnodbaum had printed on the door when you come in.
Here's to brightening lives. It's on all our business cards. It's embossed on there. It's raised.
It just says Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, brightening lives.
Kendall, speaking of Mr. Schnodbaum and his wife, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, I just passed her in the hall, and I'll just relate to you what happened.
Good.
God bless her. I was walking past her in the hall, and she said, "Oh, Cliff, you must have lost some weight because your pants are so big and loose."
Oh, she's so nice.
I know, but Kendall, I couldn't bear. I just smiled, nodded, and turned away and wept silently to myself. I couldn't bear to tell her that the reason my pants are so big and loose is because they are two sizes bigger than what I normally wear, because one size bigger was too tight.
But she didn't say those pants are enormous and loose. She said they're loose.
Oh, God.
Spoke the truth.
And I have to tell you at the top of the show, and then you can tell me about all your simple pleasures and your favorite memories of simple pleasures. And I have to say, the other night, I was unfortunately out with friends at dinner. We were on our way to go eat at a big fat people restaurant.
Oh, I know those.
God. And I'm always going with God. You know, follow the Tao. I'm trying to make it this crazy thing called life. I sat into the back seat of the car to go to the restaurant to eat. And I heard this horrible ripping sound.
Oh, was it your bowels exploding?
If only Mr. Snowbottom had been in the car, I would have just chalked it up to more irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes.
But it was not, Kendall. It was my blue jeans that I was wearing.
Oh.
And it ripped a hole. I'll show you.
Oh, my God.
From stem to stern, from the down past the crotch, into the thigh, up to basically the button at the top.
Can I say, I don't even know how that happens. That doesn't even look physically possible.
Do you see me looking at you through this huge crotch hole in my jeans?
I feel like I'm looking at your crotch.
Let me tell you, as though my life is not enough, like Lucy Ricardo, they never knew. Nobody ever knew. I kept this huge foot-long hole in my crotch of my jeans a secret all night long.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Isn't that funny?
Oh, see, I would have had to tell somebody.
Well, if it had been at home or at their house or something, I would have said, oh, look what just happened. Isn't this ridiculous? We were on the way to go eat at a Fat People Pancake restaurant, and I just thought, I don't want to do this on the way. Because also, later in the evening, I was sitting somewhere, and I looked down at the hole in my crotch, and I saw there was also a hole in the boxer shorts that I was wearing. And there's just a ball hanging, but I stuffed it back in, you know, and it was a simple pleasure.
Oh my God. Clip, well, I gotta say one thing before we move on to Simple Pleasure. Because yeah. I wanna piggyback on the back of your story there. And I wanna say that I have made my late New Year's resolution to be positive.
It's never too late. Yeah.
It's a new year, it's a new me. I'm gonna be positive. I have decided to follow Jesus. No, I've decided to stop being so negative with myself and just enjoy the person I am. And when something happens to me and I say, oh, this person feels sad for me that they're letting me do this, or, you know, saying I'm funny, or that I'm like, people at work say, oh, you're good at your job, and I'm like, oh, they just feel sorry because this is big fat. So I've decided that no, I'm worth people saying that, and I'm just going to be positive from now on. That is my new lesson in life, Cliff. I'm following the Dow.
Down. You are getting a good idea. You got to follow it. It's a simple pleasure.
Following the Dow is a simple pleasure.
What I want people to know is the simple pleasures that you feel. Sometimes we work so hard, making ourselves miserable. We work overtime. We put in long hours. We do it all time just to make our lives a living hell. And we need to take these simple pleasures and let them be what they are to us. Don't like when we see something nice or beautiful, when you're standing and you see a beautiful scene and you know, and you want to say, oh, that is, you know, look at that. Oh, and then you immediately start thinking about how fat you are, or how much hair was in the drain the morning,
or how big your breasts feel in your hand.
Are jiggling like a huge freezer bag full of jelly.
Yes.
And you just have to let yourself enjoy the beautiful scene. And what are some more simple pleasures, Kendall? What do you find simple pleasure in?
Cliff, well, I find simple pleasures in a multitude of things, and I have a huge long list that I'm not even gonna be able to scratch the surface, but I'm gonna read a few of them. A simple pleasure can be crying because you're so happy.
Crying. Yeah.
It rarely happens to us, but it's a simple pleasure. Cliff,
Kendall, I will tell you, over the past Christmas season, I did that a lot. I cried because I was happy. I cried because I was sad. I cried because one time I was being appreciative. I was stopping to do what I was just saying about simple pleasures. Uh-huh. I was being appreciative of something. I don't even know, like a beautiful scene, Christmas lights. And I started, and I was crying because it was so beautiful. Weeping. I thought it was the most amazing. And then I thought, I'm so lucky to be able to be so grateful for this. I started crying because I was being so appreciative. I was so appreciative of being appreciative. Kendall, it's called an attitude of gratitude. I want you to cultivate one.
You were being positive, and you were taking part in a simple pleasure. Cliff, you can look at old pictures. I do that a lot, or old home movies. That is a simple pleasure to me. I think being told that you are attractive is a wonderful simple pleasure, although something
else. Tell it to yourself if you have to.
Exactly.
Did you see The Help, Kendall?
I did.
Oh my gosh, when she was telling that little girl.
Oh.
I'm kind, I'm smart, and I am important.
Oh, that's our new motto.
Well, because you can be that, and there's nothing wrong with saying it.
Yep. Cliff, realizing that you have done the right thing, no matter how bad it hurts.
Yep.
That's a simple pleasure. It's also a very complex thing to feel. the comfortable silence between two close friends like you and I, Cliff. That's a simple pleasure.
We don't often have that many silences. Say,
people are like, you don't ever f***ing have silence on this show.
There's no silence. There's a lot of this, but there's few silences in the show. And that's no joke.
Oh, that is it? Oh, okay. It's not a joke, Cliff.
It's not.
I feel like we've been talking for 1 minute on Simple Pleasure. Here we are.
It's a simple pleasure, just like two cackling old hens over the clothesline in the backyard.
Lose a track in time on a podcast. That's a simple pleasure, Cliff.
Kendall, on our final episode, it will reveal in the future that we are just old people who get together and sit down and tell jokes and have media minutes and play Would You Rather. And our lives just went on just like this for the rest of our lives.
Our show's like Lost. Everybody's wondering how it's going to end, Cliff. Tell me a joke, Mr. Perfect Pitch Man.
On reaching his seat on the plane, a man is surprised to see a parrot strapped into the seat next to him.
Well, who wouldn't?
And it is surprising, and admit, surprising. You don't know where the joke's going.
Cliff,
everybody.
I don't know where this joke is going.
When the stewardess asks what they like, the man requests a cup of coffee, and the parrot squawks, and get me a whiskey, you lazy bitch.
Oh, you sure that wasn't me? Oh, you sure that wasn't me? Or that?
And that was actually you. You were the row behind. And the stewardess, obviously flustered by this parrot's foul commode mouth, brings back the whiskey, but inadvertently forgets the man's coffee. He's gone all flight without any coffee, everybody. And as the man quietly points out the omission regarding his coffee to the stewardess, the parrot gulps down his drink and shouts, and while you're at it, get me another whiskey, you useless slut. And now, quite visibly shaken, and understandably so, the stewardess comes back with the whiskey, but still no coffee for the man. Bitch. Unaccustomed to such unforgetfulness, the man decides the best approach is to be like the parrot. I don't know why he did this, but he did. Look, he says to the tortured airline hostess, look, I've asked twice for a cup of coffee, you miserable bitch. And if you don't get it for me in a hurry, I'm going to slap that ample ass and kick your ugly face in.
Oh my
and
God.
The next thing they know, Kendall, two burly stewards, not us, but two other burly stewards, wrench both the man and the parrot out of their seats, and they are hurled mid-flight out of the emergency exit. Plunging Kendall downwards to the ground, the parrot turns to the man and says, for somebody who can't fly, you sure are a mouthy son of a bitch.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, my God. There's a lesson in there somewhere, everybody.
Somewhere, Cliff. Somewhere. Cliff, the boss came in early this one morning, and he found his manager kissing his secretary.
Oh, whoa.
Cliff, the boss, he said, is this what I pay you for? And the manager said, no, sir, I do this free of charge.
Enough said. Kendall, there was a lion in the London Zoo, and it was lying in the sun licking its butthole.
It was lying in the sun, get it?
Yeah,
good
licking
joke.
Its butthole. And when a visitor turned to the zookeeper and said, that's a lazy old thing, isn't it? No way, said the zookeeper. It's the most ferocious beast in the zoo. Why, just an hour ago, it dragged a Republican presidential candidate into the cage and completely devoured him. Oh. Hardly seems possible, said the astonished visitor. But why is it lying there, licking its butthole? And the zookeeper said, well, the poor thing's trying to get the taste out of its mouth.
I don't blame him, Cliff.
Oh, it must have been Newt Gingrich.
Cliff, a bride upon her engagement went to her mother and said, I found a man just like my father. And her mother said, so what do you want from me, sympathy?
Kendall, two elderly folks are doing what comes naturally, having a 69.
Oh.
And after 5 minutes, the gentleman, he says, sorry, love, the smell's too bad down there.
Oh, God.
I can't carry on. Well, that'll be my arthritis, she says. What? I never heard of anybody having arthritis in their vagine before. No, she says, it's in my arms and hands. I can't wipe myself. Whoa.
Oh. Oh, Cliff, I will not have those kind of jokes on this show. Mrs. Non-Bottom is over there passing out. Cliff, a drunk man walked into a bar crying, and one of the other men in the bar asked him what happened. He said, I did a terrible thing. He sniffed a bit. He said, just a couple hours ago, I sold my wife to somebody for a bottle of Southern Comfort whiskey. And the guy said, that is awful. And now that she's gone, you want her back, right? And the drunk said, right, still crying. And he said, you're sorry you sold her because you realized too late that you still loved her, right? And he said, oh, no, I want her back because I'm thirsty again.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, this is not a joke. It's just merely an anecdote of my life. Okay. This afternoon, I parked in a disabled space today, and a traffic warden shouted to me. He said, hey, fatty fatty, what's fatty, your fatty disability? I said, Tourette's. Now, fuck off, you stupid fucking cunt.
Oh, why would you say that to such a sweet policeman?
Tourette's. Tourette's, Kendall. I've got a bad case of the sporadic elective Tourette.
Oh, you do? Like, you just belch out and scream out profanities on this show all the time.
But oh, you know it.
Is that all your jokes you got?
That's all I got. Can all I gotta, take a break?
I gotta take a break to put my bra back on.
It's a simple pleasure.
Take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't go away. Cliff and Kendall will be right back in one fat minute.
A while ago, we explained to you veterans and to your families how important it is for patients in Veterans Administration tuberculosis hospitals to cooperate with the doctors. Now, you see, if a tuberculosis patient insists on leaving the hospital prematurely against the advice of his doctor, well, that's his right. But you can see how dangerous this could be. Danger to the patient himself, in that he drags out his illness, makes his own recovery more difficult. Danger that he may expose to serious infection those he loves best, his family at home. Now, therein lies a great responsibility for tuberculosis patients and for their families. Following the doctor's advice may be hard, but it's sure to be wise. Remember, your doctor wants you to get well just as soon as possible. He's doing his part conscientiously. Do yours. Accept his professional advice. Stay in the hospital until your VA doctor tells you that you're well enough to go home.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, Kendall, it's a simple pleasure coming back from a break.
We're back with a vengeance.
Sometimes I wake up at night and I wonder how my life has turned into the worst possible scenario for living.
Cliff, you're not being positive. We are being positive. This is a new and improved Cliff and Kendall coaster.
Oh, right. This is not the darkest of the timelines.
No.
This is not sort of futuristic way of scaring me straight earlier in my life, so to speak.
Nope. Cliff, a simple pleasure could be sleeping under the stars on the beach. You ever done that?
No, that sounds horrible. You know, here's why I do not want to do that, Kendall.
What?
Because while you were asleep on the beach, and for our first lady will attest to this, why I told her I will not go to the beach with her at night.
What? What?
Because there are all those little sand crabs, and they come out at night, and they are all around. It's
they're
terrifying.
Not gonna
I cannot
do
handle
anything
them
to you, Cliff. Being kissed in the rain is a simple pleasure.
Oh, good. I remember one time I kissed somebody in the rain. I was out slinging webs, and I just saved a mugger victim, and I was upside down and down below with my high school sweetheart, Mary Jane, and she pulled up my spidey mask.
Those
and
webs wouldn't hold you.
We just made out right there upside down in the rain, Kendall. It's a vivid memory of my life.
Look, I am over here being serious about things that are simple pleasures to me, and you are throwing them in my face and mocking me. I will not take it. Cliff.
Yeah.
Watching trees sway, Cliff.
I like watching trees.
I just
love
being one with nature. I do.
I love being one with nature as well.
Oh, putting on a shirt that you just got out of the dryer.
No, because it's too hot and it's probably shrank, and my enormous breasts will... just stretch it all out.
Cliff, I'm telling you, this is Kindle 2.0. Kindle 2000 pounds .0. I'm a new person. I'm going to be so positive.
Someday, Kindle, a graduate student will do their master's thesis on us, and they will record how many times we reinvented ourselves throughout the run of our show. And this has only been the first 4 years, and imagine what's going to happen in the next 25.
Who knows? But I'm going to say one more thing. One more pleasure that I have.
Yeah.
When you go hiking, especially by yourself, you're on the mountain.
Yeah.
Quiet. You're just all alone in the world. That is a simple pleasure.
It is.
And it's pretty weird too, Cliff.
It is weird. Kendall, sometimes I visualize, life becomes too much. It's weird, Kendall. But I visualize what the landscape, wherever I am, what would it have been before we ruined it?
Cliff, it's time for Kendall's Weird News. Before you and I ruined it?
Yeah.
Before we came and ate everything in sight?
Before we came and stripped it bare of nutrients and just ate the fuck out of everything.
Cliff, I'm going back to my prudish ways. We're on a tight schedule here. Cliff.
We're on a tight schedule. I've got a tight pair of pants on, yeah.
And they're about to explode from the crotch. Cliff, Don...
You do not want to know.
Don Aslett, 76, recently opened a museum in Pocatello, Idaho. And you're going to love this, Cliff. You might not think this is a weird news story because it's something that I would probably do. It's called the Museum of Clean.
And I think that's fantastic.
It's the culmination of a lifelong devotion.
I bet they have fantastic there, the spray.
They probably do. They spray it all over the place. Yeah. It's the culmination of lifelong devotion of tidying up, Cliff. Highlights at this museum are several hundred pre-electric vacuum cleaners plus interactive exhibits to encourage kids to clean their rooms. Aslett told London's Daily Mail in November that people who don't understand his dedication must never have experienced the satisfaction or simple pleasure of making a toilet bowl sparkle. Cliff,
I think we've had that pleasure before as former janitors.
Every day of our college lives, Cliff.
One time, listeners, there
I got
was
so
this
excited about
mound.
The cleanliness, I was going insane. I just slow down, take a breath. Simple pleasure.
Slow down. You had to slow down that time where you had to reach into the tampon receptacle in the ladies' bathroom. You're like, I'm going to slow down and enjoy the simple pleasure of cleaning out this tampon receptacle with my thinly gloved hands.
Let's not relive that story, Cliff.
Let's not.
A December news release from the U.S. Center for Disease Control warned of the dangers of Campylobacter jejuni bacteria infections. It's on a sheep ranch, Cliff, but apparently only among workers who use an old-style 19th century method of castrating the animals. The CDC, they didn't do that to castrate them. The CDC strongly urged that workers at the ranch stop biting off the sheep's genitals and instead use modern tools.
What? Kendall, that's just weird. Kendall, did you hear they found a new use for sheep in Alabama?
Cliff, could it be wool?
Wool!
Oh my god, that's weird, Cliff.
Yeah, that is weird.
Oh, everyone stop listening by now, Cliff. John Whittle, 52.
So who cares? Who
cares? The simple pleasure of doing this show when nobody's listening. Cliff, John Whittle, 52, was charged in December with robbing a Wells Fargo bank in Port Richey, Florida. According to police, Whittle ordered a beer at the Hayloft Bar shortly after 1 p.m. and then he excused himself and a few minutes later returned to finish his beer. In the interim, police said Whittle had walked down the street to the bank and robbed it, came back and finished his beer. Cliff, that is a man after our own hearts.
That's called being thrifty.
I'm not leaving my beer, damn it. I'm not leaving my Jack.
I will not be rushed.
If I murder somebody, I'm going to come back and finish my damn drink.
You better believe it, Kendall.
Anyway, Cliff, that's all the weird news.
Oh, my goodness. Kendall, it's time to go to Hollywood.
Where are we going?
It's time for a Media Minute.
It's time for Cliff's Media Minute. Now, if you can keep it to a minute, Cliff, I will pay you $1,000.
All right, Kendall, you...
In Subway coupons. Let's do it, Cliff. I'm putting a minute on the clock. Here we go. One, two, three, go.
I'll take it. Kendall, last week, did you know what happened? A wonderful thing that happened in my life. Madonna won a Golden Globe. Isn't that so much fun, Claire?
I saw it.
She just was looking great. And she has a new album.
I thought her dress was a little tight. Sorry.
I thought it might have been tight. Getting my pants are tight.
Everything's tight.
I don't think you or I had room to comment.
We didn't.
barely had room to breathe in the pants that we wear. Kendall, she's got a new album coming out March 12th, which is bad news, only because that means I have to live that long, and long enough to hear it. And it is called MDNA, which some pundits are saying is too close to MDMA, which is another name for the street drug ecstasy.
Some pundits, Cliff, on CNN are saying it.
The pundits, you never know what they're going to say. They're always saying the darndest thing. But, you know, I'm always in ecstasy when listening to Madonna. And speaking of, she's also doing the Super Bowl. Looks like you and I both are going to have to be watching
finally
the game.
A reason for you to watch the Super Bowl, Cliff.
Get the best 12 minutes of the show I'm going to tune in for. And when
Wait, does that mean we're going to do another Super Bowl episode?
Oh, God, no. But we might reference it on some future distant episode. We don't know. And Kendall, your favorite, Kelly Clarkson, she's going to show her patriotism by singing the national anthem. Oh, Kendall, other news that I'm happy about, Cougar Town coming back to the airwaves on Valentine's Day.
Can't wait.
So I may... If I can make it through Valentine's Day with the thought of Cougar Town, and then I can make it through March 12th with the thought of the new Madonna album, Kendall, there's no telling how many more months I might be alive, except for 1 in 3 American adults now obese.
And Paula Deen's diabetic.
Paula Deen is diabetic. What do you think? Listen, we can discuss that, Kendall. This media minute was very, very short.
Is it over?
Short.
This media 2 minutes and 34 seconds?
What do you think, briefly, about Paula Deen and her poor diabetes?
Briefly, Cliff. I think it's sad that she is diabetic. But also, I read a lot of stuff about it, and she's talking about, I'm not giving up my sweet tea. I'm still cooking the way I used to. I thought, you're going to give up your sweet tea, you're going to give up your leg.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true.
It is sad.
It's sad because you have to accept, just like we have to do something before we're diabetic too.
I think I may already be diabetic.
I might be too.
Best case scenario, we're both diabetic and we can become the number one show hosted by two diabetic hosts.
And we're bringing light to diabetes.
We'll talk all about insulin.
Like, keep your insulin at 54 degrees.
Sugar-free desserts. And
sugar-free Vibra One bars. Cliff, it's so sad how that...
But we'll never lose sight of the real meaning of our show, which is that.
Which is Christmas. Cliff, and that's
sad. Which is that. Yeah, and Christmas.
Oh, Cliff. I swear to God, I feel like we haven't touched the surface on Simple Pleasures.
Kendall, we may have to revisit it in some episode in the future.
It makes me sad. I have like 2,000 things to talk about.
Keep them. Store them. Put them in storage.
I'm
going
to put them in the storage closet, Cliff. But if our listeners want to know more and they can't wait for that other episode that we're going to do about Simple Pleasures, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Or give us a call on our FAT line at 818-3084-FAT. We'll take your calls, we'll play them on the air, and we will respond to you. I swear to God we will.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't we?
I am so positive these days, Cliff.
You are, Kendall.
I'm blessed to have this show.
You're too blessed to be stressed, and that's the truth, Kendall. I've got a quote for the listeners.
Quote me up, Cliff. Quote me up.
In the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and sharing of pleasures. For in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is
refreshed. Cliff.
And that was Khalil Gibran.
Well, I won't read that one. I'll read the other one I have. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse the deaf world. That it was C.S. Lewis. You've already read my other one.
Kendall. I feel the megaphone in my big, fat, painful body. Whoa,
that's my megaphone.
God. That's it.
Oh, we only have one quote. Cliff, take us home before I run out of simple pleasures. Take us home.
Yeah, take me home. I'm Claire.
I thought you were singing a song. I was taking a drink. I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see her next week when we might talk about more simple pleasures.
You know, it's a simple pleasure just to listen to the show, just to be surprised, just to commiserate with all this.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Did you hear they found a new use for wool in Alabama?
No, we're new use for sheep, Cliff.
Did you hear they found a new use for sheep in Alabama?
Cliff, could it be wool?
Wool!